Loyal, leading, legacy. Welcome to the Empower Women's Podcast. This is the conversation that spans the generations.
Hello, and welcome to the Empower Women's Podcast. My name is Charmin Dow, and I'm sitting here with Kara Aubrey Nelson, and we are here for our third podcast today.
Yes, episode 3, talking about your book, Charmin.
Yes.
The Ten Commandments of Business Success for Women, and how we're in chapter 3 about
elevating yourself.
Yes.
How do you build your self-esteem? How do you start believing in yourself that you can do it? So how does a woman who has many times been put down or thinking, oh, I'm not a guy, I can't do that, or oh, we have fears, we as women have a lot of fears. And I know from my own life, a lot of people have looked at me and say, well, Charmin, how did you overcome it? Well, you overcome it by many different ways and elevating yourself. One of the major things that you have to start thinking about when you're going to elevate yourself is, number one, you have to elevate your thoughts.
Choosing your thoughts. You talk about that in your book. Tell us a little bit about, how do we choose our thoughts? Or are we just sort of subject to what is around us? Tell us how we can do that.
Well, we have a tendency to let our minds drift.
Yes.
And the culture is so impactful.
Yes.
On so many things. When you get up in the morning, are you listening to the news? And it's some building or someone was falling down or some plane crash or someone was murdered. These are negative things that are coming into your life on a daily basis. And the first thing you have to do is to transform your mind, is not allow all the negative come into your life.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend that was having a real issue. She called me up, was mentoring her. She called me up one day and said, oh, Charmin, I'm going through so many bad things. She said, I'm so scared. I have this anxiety. I have these panic attacks. And I said, well, what's going on in your life right now? Well, I happened to notice on your Facebook that you were comparing vampires with zombies. And she said, yeah. And I said, well, how much time are you spending with thinking about vampires and zombies? And how much of your day are you doing? Well, it's just been a lot of fun. It's been a little hobby of mine. And I said, no. This could be the source of you feeling all this angst. And negative thinking pulls you down.
Yes.
Why even go to a negative movie like a vampire movie? That's what I told her. Anyway, as time went on, she had said, she had thoughts of committing suicide. She was so miserable.
Wow.
And we kept going back and forth, and I was talking her through it, and I said, you know what? I think the best thing you could do for yourself is take all those vampire books, all those CDs that you have, and all those DVDs, and burn them.
Yeah.
She started laughing at me, and I said, no. Her name was Natasha. I said, Natasha, you need to burn the books.
Wow.
Burn them and make a statement that you are done with this forever. Very important to do those things to elevate your thinking, because it all starts in your mind.
Yes.
And the Bible teaches that.
Yes, it
is. In Romans 12, chapter 2, verse 2, it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
When I learned that scripture and used it for business, it totally transformed my business.
Mm-hmm.
I started thinking, I can make money at this. I can do this. I can be successful.
Yes.
I can do those things. And I stopped the negative thinking because I didn't allow the negative outside impacts, or the visual, or the television, all those things that impact us visually, mentally. I started cutting them off out of my life. I didn't want the negativity in
yes,
my life.
Yes, absolutely.
Which I'm sure you have to do yourself.
Sure,
right?
Sure. And I think as you talk about in the book, we have to choose our thoughts. We have to know the thoughts that we think. And that's a part of choosing that. And scripture also talks about whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good report, think on these things. And so
meditate on them.
Meditate on, choose things that really uplift you and put those things in front of your mind, whether it's television or if you're listening to the radio. What are those things? And try to remove the negativity there. And for me, something that I like to do is that I do like to keep up with the news and know what's going on in the world, because I feel like if we're going to change the world, we need to know what in the world's going on. But at the same time, there's a lot of negativity when you turn on the news. And so for me, I choose to watch that in the middle of the day. If I'm going to watch that sometime, it's whether it's on a lunch break or, you know, before dinner or something like that. So it's not, it doesn't start my day and it doesn't end my day, because I want to choose the thoughts that I think so that I start the day with something of a good report to talk about, and also end it with gratitude as well.
Absolutely. And then a lot of women don't realize this, but women are women's worst enemy in business in many ways. You go out with the same old girlfriends every day, and what are they doing? Gossiping about everybody. In your business world,
yes,
it's important to elevate yourself there on a daily basis. Do something different. Go to lunch by yourself. Go for a walk. Think positive thoughts. Don't go out with the same old crowd of girls every day that gossip about everyone in the office and want to say and tear everybody down. Zig Ziglar used to talk about it. He said, if you put a bunch of crabs in a bucket, one crab will try to crawl out, but the other crabs will pull him down to get themselves out. Oh. And what happens? No one ever gets out of the bucket.
Yeah.
You got to get yourself out of the bucket. And how you do that is start transforming your thought pattern along with looking at your circumstances in your life and saying, maybe these people are too negative for me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I don't need to be them. That's another way of elevating yourself.
Mm, interesting.
And that's the third commandment.
Yes.
God says, thou shall not use my name in vain. So in my chapter, I turn that around in a business world. Elevate yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't use swear words. I used to swear like a truck driver, Kara. Can you believe that?
Wow. That's hard to believe. I haven't heard anything from you.
But I remember one time being in the business world and saying some bad words, and it really reflected on my character. Mm. I could see this person, as I spoke to them and used a four-letter word, they thought less of me. I could see it in their face. And I thought, I don't want to be like that anymore. I don't want to use those words anymore. So I started praying about it and asking God, help me with my language.
Yes.
Help me to upgrade my language and not use four-letter words. And it got to the point, I kept it on my mind regularly. I don't want to do that. I don't want to say those words anymore. And what happened out of that, as time went on, I would catch myself before I said it. And now I don't even think about it. Wow. I don't even think those words don't even come to my mind. In fact, when I hear other people in business, workplace, or someplace else use a four-letter word, I cringe.
Yes.
I cringe now. 20 years ago, I wouldn't have. Mm-hmm. But today, I can't stand hearing four-letter words coming out of people because I've elevated myself.
Yes.
I've elevated myself in my business career by thinking positive thoughts, by thinking, letting positive words come out to me. You know, there are words in sales that they say to always use, and one of them is benefit.
Mm.
What benefits you? Use that in emails, the word benefit. This will benefit you. People love those soothing words.
Mm.
They also like another word to hear is, or we do in our psyche, is tranquility.
Yes.
Doesn't tranquility bring on peace?
It does. Yes. Absolutely.
And, yes. You know, and another good way to elevate yourself is transform your mind into a wonderful experience you had. Don't dwell on the past negative experiences.
Mm-hmm.
We all come from those backgrounds in our childhood, which we were talking about earlier. We all come from baggage backgrounds, some garbage, negative things our parents did to us,
mm-hmm.
or brothers and sisters, or little girls or little boys did to us. We carry that burden around and we like to harp on it.
Right.
And what happens? You start thinking less of yourself. Well, maybe they were right. They told me I couldn't do this and they're right.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to start believing you can in your thoughts.
Yes.
Thoughts. How do you use your thoughts today, Kara, in your business?
Yes, absolutely. And also, we were talking here about what we put in our mind, and we're also talking about what we say out. So we're really talking about two things here in elevating, is what we're putting in and
what
we're putting out.
Yeah. And but putting out is harder, but you have, and for me, it came through prayer. And I was able to elevate myself, my language, just through prayer and asking God's help, asking for God's help and saying, I don't want to be that person anymore. I want to be a better person.
And setting yourself apart.
Yes.
But first what you're putting in your mind so that you can control what comes out.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, and a lot of people today, a lot of women in business today, listen to a lot of negative music.
Mm.
That's another thing that, mm-hmm. you know, you have such great music, what you perform. But there's a lot of negative music that people listen to. And it's like, why are you listening to that garbage? It's only negative.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of ugly stuff that people, it's their way of venting. Oh, and people say, well, it's hip, it's culture, this is happening. Yeah, but you can do all those happening things without being negative.
Yes.
You don't need to go to movies with vampires and see all the gore and guts and feed your mind with those ugly things. This is really funny. It just shows you how negative things can impact you. This just happened the other day to me. We went on Father's Day. My husband wanted to see Jurassic Park. Great film. We loved it. It was fun, you know, fun fantasy film. But I had to walk my dogs at night that night, and I kept visualizing dinosaurs were right behind my back chasing me because I kept thinking of that one scene where the kids are being chased. And I'm like, are the coyotes coming as dinosaurs, you know, out in the desert here where we live? Are they going to come and chase me? I was alone in the dark walking my dogs, and I was like, I came into the house and told my husband, I don't know if it's so good for me to see films like that. My imagination runs wild.
Yes.
And it brings in the negative thinking.
Yes.
So I had to transform my mind later that night to positive, wonderful thoughts.
Right, exactly. It'll affect the way you go about your day. It'll affect the way you sleep at night. And that
absolutely
affects the way how you can elevate yourself during the day. For me, it's all music. I'm very music oriented. I'm into music. I create music. That's what I do with my nonprofit Untamed, is music oriented. And so when I'm listening to something, it can change my mood at the drop of a hat.
Absolutely.
And I have to be careful, even not only what the words are saying, but even the tone of the song itself.
Absolutely.
The tone of the song, if I need to be uplifted, I very much am very careful about what kind of tone I'm putting it. Is it a minor kind of a song, an eerie kind of a feeling of a song? Because if it is, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there with it.
Because it will bring people down.
Absolutely.
You don't want to, because your music, you impact a public audience.
Right.
So you don't want to be the instigator of bringing other people down into a lower self-esteem or a lower elevation of themselves.
Right. And a lot of times, as far as top 40 radio, the reason they don't have tearjerker songs oftentimes on there where you can hear a pin drop is for the reason of they don't want people pulling off the side of the road having to dry their eyes. So, you know, that's the tone of the song. Also, most of the time, unless you're listening to a hard rock station, they're not going to have really rocking songs to the point of you just, you know, get road rage. Because it does happen. It does affect people that way. And so just knowing what affects you and how to manage that is really important, and how you can elevate yourself.
And music is a big part of that. And for all of us, music is can uplift you or bring you down. Mm-hmm. I know for me, when I love jazz. When I put on jazz, I'm brought into a whole nother elevation of how I feel mm-hmm. about myself
yes.
and things. But it's not just music, it's movies and everything.
Yes.
You have to start believing in yourself.
Yes.
And Kara was right in the scriptures, and it's in Philippians, and it says, whatever is true, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good report. These are important things mm-hmm. that you need to feed your mind and mm-hmm. meditate on them.
Mm-hmm.
They're not something to be taken lightly.
Yes.
Because when you meditate on the noble, true, lovely, good report, praising people instead of negative words towards them, you're going to elevate yourself along with elevating the people.
Absolutely.
Always look for the best in other people, and they'll see the best in you.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's amazing opportunity for you. And also, another thing to do when you're elevating yourself is do things for other people. That elevates you.
Yes.
I know it sounds you're putting yourself out and stuff, but by putting yourself out and giving of yourself, your time, your money, your whatever it is that
yes.
you're holding on to, when you let that go, there's a freedom that comes from within, and you're stronger and better and think more positive things about yourself. Hey, I'm pretty cool.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. And and that is a reaction to gratitude. And you talk about that in your
yes.
book. To replace the negativity
with
gratitude.
So important to do. Give you a great story on this. And I hope she doesn't mind. But my daughter, when Shannon had a real problem with saying thank you when she was young. And so my husband used to take them on their way to school, as he drove them to school, to the donut shop. And Shannon would just eat the donut without saying thank you. And Catalina, her older sister, would always say, Thank you, Dad, for doing this and be very grateful. Well, Shannon wasn't learning that grateful spirit. So my husband has to teach her how to have a grateful spirit. He said, Shannon, I'm putting you in donut jail. The next time you don't say any thank you after I buy you a donut, you're not getting donuts the following time. So he warned her, and she didn't one time say thank you. She forgot. And he put her in donut jail, went and bought donuts for him and Catalina, but not for Shannon. She learned pretty quick. Now she always says thanks, thankful. She's always thankful, and she's thankful all the time and lets us know it. But it was a learned process for her. Sometimes you as a listening audience, it's not a natural thing for you to be positive, thankful, a grateful spirit. For some of us, it's very easy. I've always had a grateful spirit. I always think anything anybody does for me, I'm so grateful. It's so so wonderful. I'm so blessed. But some people have a harder time with that. So what you have to do is transform your mind by renewing it with positive thoughts and start looking at the little things. The girls, when I would take them to school, if I was taking them to school, I'd always, as we're driving out of our driveway, I always had lots of flowers in the yard. I'd stop the car and go, look at those beautiful flowers. Aren't they gorgeous? What God made for us. All the magnificent colors. Oh, Mom. And I'd say, yeah, but it's really true. God made them for us to appreciate.
Yes.
So appreciate the little things in life.
Little things.
Like, look at hummingbirds.
Yes.
How beautiful they are to fly backwards and forwards and all around. Take a moment and look at those lovely thoughts and start meditating on them. Those things elevate you to a higher level.
Yes. And in your book, you talk about complaining. And complaining is the antithesis.
Yes.
Of that,
yes,
and how complaining is really a form of manipulation.
Absolutely, and I write that in the book. What people don't understand is when you're complaining about a circumstance or situation, you're trying to manipulate others, one, to do something for you or to feel sorry for you. You want them to come down to your level. When you complain, you're putting on a negative aura around you.
Mm-hmm.
It's vibes that come out of you. And you know what? No one wants to be around a complainer.
Right, right.
Are you managing me? Are you trying to manipulate me? My first thought when I hear someone complain is, okay, what do they want me to do for them? Because they're trying to get me to do something for them.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, I'm thinking less of you because you're complaining.
Right.
So you've got to get complaining out of your spirit. Also, let go of the past.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people don't know how to elevate themselves because they allow their past to predict their future.
Yes. Yes.
Don't know how to overcome those obstacles. And it's quite sad. You have to forgive. You have to forgive and let it go. And we'll talk about that at another podcast. But it's very important to let go of the things that have hurt you in your past.
Mm-hmm.
And let them go and saying, okay, it is what it is, but I have a lot of great things going on in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And start looking at the positive and not the negative.
Yes, and you explain also in your book that a person who is complaining, that person is not taking initiative, but rather is really requiring others, riding on others to take action.
And initiative for them.
Right.
When people complain, they want someone else to do something for them.
Yes.
And as I said, that's manipulation.
Right.
You don't want to be seen as a manipulated person. What you want to be seen as is a highly successful woman of God that can make things happen, create the best for everything, and go in there and get it done. You're a doer. Not a kickback person that complains and manipulates people to do it for them. You're the one who can make things happen.
Mm-hmm. And it goes, and also it talks about in your book, if you don't believe in yourself, who will? And that is a part of it because you not only when you're not complaining, you're going for it, you're revering yourself and others, but you're revering God because God made you and your response to Him making you is, hey, I can be all that I am made to be.
Absolutely. Because a lot of times we think, well, God made a mistake with me. No, God never makes mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
You're a beautiful creature inside and out. He's made you in His image.
Yes.
Well, we have obstacles because there is a lot of things in this earth that negative things that impact us right from the very day we're born.
Mm-hmm.
But as time goes on and you transform your mind into positive, good thoughts, noble thoughts, stay away from the office group that tells dirty jokes or gossips on their way to the office or thinks of negative things that can tear you down. Stay away from those people in the office workplace. Spend your lunch hour reading and educating yourself, or taking a class every hour on your lunch hour, or doing some exercise, working out more, trying to build yourself up. Hang out with people that are upbeat and have things happening in their life. Don't hang out with the losers that have nothing going on, that just sit around and watch television all night. You got to hang out with people that are always on the move and having things go. They've got something you want and you want to be a part of it. Catch that bandwagon. It'll take off in your own life and you'll start seeing yourself in a whole different light.
Yes, yes. And I think too, we started this podcast talking about changing your thoughts and really controlling what you put in your mind. And that controls what you put out and what you say and what you do. And so you talk a little bit in your book about don't just tell them, but show them. Show them who you are. If you want to elevate yourself and you want others to see what you're doing, to be successful in the workplace and at home, don't just tell people what you're going to do.
Do it.
Do it. Show them.
Yeah, show them. Many times will not tell people what I'm about to do. I just do it. I write out my goals and start doing it. And I make my dreams happen.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't get weighed down by, okay, I didn't get a call to be a conference speaker this week, or, you know, something like that. Okay, I just keep plugging away.
Yes, and I think about Jesus. In the Bible, it talks about how Jesus came and he did things. And I think it's interesting that he came and he didn't just tell people, I love you. He came and he showed us he loved us.
Absolutely.
And I think that, and in that, he elevated the Father.
Yes.
And that's the greatest example of elevating yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, as we end this podcast today, we just want to maybe ask you a few questions. And these questions are just at the end of my book, at the end of each chapter. But one of the questions is, what have you done for yourself lately that you have always wanted to do? How did it make you feel? That's a good one, huh?
Yes, yes.
How did it make you feel? Did you feel positive? Hey, Many times when I go out of my way to help someone else, I feel so good, so good. And I'll tell you, I just remembered recently, Kara, that I saw a lady struggling with walking with bags of carrying something, and it was a hot day out, and I drove by her, and I heard this little voice in my head saying, turn around, go give her a ride. So I made a U-turn, and I thought, oh, okay. And I pulled over beside her, and I said, do you need a ride? And she looked at me and said, no, I just have a little ways to go, but you know what? You made my day.
Oh.
Tomorrow is my birthday, and this just blessed my socks off.
Oh.
She said, I can't tell you
wow.
how much it means. You kind of gave me more hope for humans.
Wow.
She said those things to me, and I said, are you sure I can't drive you? She said, absolutely not. I just have a little ways to go, but she said, you just made my birthday present.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
I tell you, I drove away feeling so good about myself.
I bet.
And I started crying, like, Lord, I almost ignored that whole moment. I almost just said, oh, forget it. She doesn't need a ride. And she didn't, but she blessed me more than I blessed her.
Yes.
That's the incredible thing.
Yes.
But that's elevating yourself. Mm. So what have you done lately that makes you feel good?
Yes.
Think about those positive things. And another question asked, do you have a tendency to feel sorry for yourself?
Mm.
Do you? I'm asking you today, are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, right now, start transforming your mind into positive thoughts. Meditate on whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is noble, whatever is true, whatever is of good report. Meditate on these things. Paul wrote those things thousands of years ago, and they still hold true today. Meditate on the positive, and it will transform your life.
Mm.
Thanks for joining us today. My name is Sharman Dow, and this is
Kara Aubrey Nelson.
And we just want to remind you that Kara has a music ministry of nonprofit called Untamed, where
yes.
she uses music to impact the next generation. And I have my book, 10 Commandments of Business Success for Women, Reaching Your Goals with Integrity. You can reach us online. For me, it's SharmanDow.com. And Kara, your website?
TOBUntamed.com.
Anyway, thanks for joining us. We look forward to our next Empower Women's podcast.
See you soon.
See you soon. Bye-bye.